I'm Jody Ballman, and this is Slice of Orange. We're going to go over the 10 statewide ballot measures. Props 2 through 6 placed on the ballot by the California legislature, bond measures that need voter approval, changes to the California Constitution, and then propositions 32 through 36 that are placed on the ballot by signature gathering of people who want to make these changes. So stay tuned for each of those propositions to be covered in an episode. Proposition 6, it eliminates involuntary servitude for incarcerated persons. So a yes vote on this would amend the California Constitution to prohibit involuntary servitude for any reason. Currently, those in prison can be forced to work. This would ban the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation from disciplining people in prison who refuse to work. They could still incentivize voluntary work assignments, reduce prison time for people who choose to work mostly cooking, cleaning, and tasks needed to run the jails and prisons. They earn a nominal but clearly significantly less than a minimum wage in many cases, and inmates can currently be disciplined for refusing to work. So the fiscal impact all depends on how many people choose not to work while in prison. And so it could potentially, you know, cost tens of millions of dollars to hire in. If nobody wants to work, then obviously those jobs would have to be contracted out. And so that could increase the costs for the prison system and the correctional system, jail system. The supporters are the California Labor Federation, the ACLU of California, Abolish Slavery National Network, and a number of elected officials. They talk about there's no room for slavery, and it prioritizes rehabilitation for incarcerated people. They should be able to choose jobs. And more than 94,000 Californians are currently in the system. So it is a huge part of it. When we look at, you know, what other states have done, a number of other states have reduced and passed these same kinds of measures. So it is a kind of nationwide movement that is getting some traction in some states. There are a number of folks opposed to this, including the Mercury News and East Bay Times editorial board, the Bay Area News Group, that talk about part of prison is, you know, being told what to do in the same way that the military has required jobs. And so they object to the language about slavery and involuntary servitude. That's really about prisoners and their work assignments. So there's no money on either side. And so we expect people to vote based on ballot statement and not be persuaded by a lot of advertising or campaign.